Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, my name is Rhiannon Leo Jamison, and I'm from the Northeast Millerton Library.
Hi, I'm Margaret Hask, and I'm from the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
And we're here to talk about social media and libraries today.
Right. So what has your experience been with social media?
It's been interesting. It's always a kind of fun. Our most successful posts always end up being either children, mm-hmm. like during our programs and stuff, or local history. Those always do the best. but it's been fun. It's been a nice way to communicate with patrons, and now because of digital content, there's patrons for that. So it's another way to reach everyone.
We use social media, but we also use a lot of emails. We have a couple of ways we get in touch with people through email. We have a system that collects information about all of our events and who's registered for events, and then it sends out like automatic reminders and things like that, and thank yous and that sort of thing. So that's one way we send out information. And then we use a software called MailChimp, which is the patrons have to, agree to join it. When they do, then they get all of our reminders about things, all of our announcements about programs, my newsletter, our weekly book notes, everything goes out through that. We usually have almost one of those a day. We try not to overdo it, but it's very useful. And then when something goes out on MailChimp, then the person who handles our MailChimp account also sends things out on social media. So it's pretty much the same announcement, but it goes out on Facebook and Instagram. And altogether, all of those capabilities together, I feel like we reach people very effectively and very pleasantly too.
I think really like the number one problem we always seem to have with anything is getting the message out. I feel like there's so many ways for people to be engaged with the library that I'm always surprised when someone doesn't hear about something.
Right, yes. Well, and being where we are located, we get a lot of questions about other things in town, things at other libraries, things like that, that I know nothing about. So I have to quickly go on social media or the other place's website and figure out what these people are asking about because I don't know. But our stuff does tend to, I think, reach a pretty good audience.
I do think we tend to get more people that we have, tried and true library users that follow us on social media, but I do think we tend to reach more of a non-library user audience, especially on Facebook, because we have all these people reacting to different posts that we have, but they're all names we don't know.
Right. Isn't that interesting? The one problem, of course, with putting things out on social media is that people can reshare it, and sometimes things are shared after the event has happened or if information has changed about it, and that's out of your control. You just can't do anything about that.
I don't know if you've ever had two programs that you've done. Occasionally it has happened to us, and it's always a little surprising. And it's like I think people forget, like, we all in this very small community. We all know each other. Just because you're on Facebook and commenting on our post, that A, doesn't mean we won't see it, but doesn't mean other community members won't see it.
Right.
So, it's not a great look for you when you say negative. It's not great for us either.
We haven't had a lot of negative feedback. I'm not sure that we've had any. Oh. But one thing I do worry about is sending out too much. I think between the emails that we send out regarding programs, it's sort of automatic things that our software system sends out, and then our deliberate MailChimps, which, as I noted, come out pretty frequently, and then the social media, I think there's only so much people want to hear about.
Yeah.
So we kind of we we try to limit it, so we're not sending out too many things. And we also try to keep the message very clear and very short. And the person who handles all of our social media is a graphic artist. So all of our postings look really nice. Like, we usually have an image, and it's just a very attractive thing to look at. So we try to make it, I don't know, more inviting, I guess. We don't want to be heavy-handed about things at the library.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we haven't had negative, like, every once in a while, like, once in a blue moon, something we do, usually around, like, climate change. Strike someone the wrong way.
Right. Now, do you do the social media for your library?
It's divided up by who's doing the program. So I'll usually do the adult ones, or if I notice anything out in the community that I think people need to know about, like Dutchess County 911 was down the other day. That was very exciting.
Oh, that's frightening.
Yeah. So we, of course, shared that. And then when we were back at the library, it had already come back up. So we shared that it was back up.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that. And then we have a children's services person who does the children's, program posts and things like that. It definitely can be fun. Like, we've done things where, like, if we're closed, once we were closed, because we were getting our front doors replaced or different things like that. So we try to post a bunch of fun images from our archives or from old newspaper articles to say, like, oh, you know, we're not here, but enjoy. We have fun things.
Yeah, the images, I think the images are really important in the social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like if it doesn't have a compelling image, it'll just get lost in the shuffle of just too much information in the world.
Yeah, the feeds that people are constantly getting. Yeah.
Do you use Facebook and Instagram?
Yes, those are the two. We had a Twitter account. I haven't heard anything about it lately. I don't think we have anything to do with that anymore. So yeah, it's Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, that Twitter never works for us. I feel like it's more about, like, interacting with conversation than actually disseminating information.
But yeah, both those work well. The Instagram and the Facebook postings both work really well for us. Yeah. So how is the summer going at your library? Has it been busy?
We're doing okay. It's been an interesting summer. It's been one of those summers where things that we thought will be, not very busy, had been busy, and the things we thought, oh, everyone's going to come to this. And it's been slow. So it's been keeping us on our toes, which is fun.
I know. And sometimes it's the weather, but you don't know if good weather will help it or hurt it. It's always kind of a guessing game, isn't it?
Well, especially with the weather, how it's been, this 100-degree weather and then pouring rain all day. It's like,
right.
We can't plan for anything.
We're technically a cooling center for the town of Cornwall, so we extend our hours a little bit and have people come in here just to cool off during the really bad weather.
We are also a cooling center. We usually have drinks. We don't extend our hours just because we just don't have enough staff to be able to offer something like that.
Right.
But we have drinks. It's good.
Yeah, it's nice. It brings people in, which is what we want.
I have some programs coming up soon that we're kind of excited about. One of the things that is starting to take off that I'm just so excited we're doing it is that we're hosting an escape room. We have theme for a mad scientist and a gray vacation. A mad scientist is messing with the forces of nature and trying to steal all the color from the world. And you get to solve the puzzle to prevent him from succeeding.
That sounds fantastic.
It's so fun. We're offering it on Fridays and Saturdays at 3, but because it's something that needs to be set up, you have to register in advance so we can have the room all set up for you.
Sounds great. We have.
It's meant for young kids, but it's also meant for, like, every age is going to have a great time for them.
I would never have thought of that. How did you come up with that idea to do an escape room?
Oh, our children's librarian, Naomi, she started here last year, and in her previous libraries, she did escape rooms, and I'm very excited to be able to offer this one first time here.
Very cool. This weekend we have something coming up. We have this year's the 100th anniversary of the New Yorker magazine, and a person who lives in Cornwall had produced a film about the New Yorker a few years ago. So this Saturday we're showing the film, and the producer director is going to be here to talk about the film as well. And that's one of these things. You never know how it's going to go, but we have, the room is full and we have a waiting list, and then I had to add a Zoom option because people were so interested in attending this particular program. I mean, I thought it would be good, but yeah, I didn't know it was going to be, almost record-breaking like that.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
It's pretty cool. And then this week we're having the first of our 2 weeks of children's summer camp, which is a really wonderful thing. With the place is full of kids. We have lots of programming and lots of interesting things for them to do. And some of the events that we set up for the summer camp, people who aren't in a summer camp can come in. Like this morning we had an origami workshop, which was attended by, of course, all the kids in the camp, but then other people came in, including adults, came in to work on the origami. So that was fun.
That sounds like fun. I don't know if you're not familiar with our library, but we have a very long sidewalk leading down to the main village sidewalk. So we're asking people to RSVP, and each person gets their own block on the sidewalk to make a creation, and we're going to have judges on hand to vote for their favorite, and they get a very fantastic prize.
That's fantastic. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Hopefully weather permitting, of course.
I know. Well, the weather is unpredictable. Yeah. And then we're having poetry workshop in August. If anybody's interested, they can look on the website, the Cornwall Library website, and see what it's about. And then we have our big Labor Day art sale, which is, I think I've talked about it before, the fun thing where people donate art to us that they don't want anymore, and then we sell it. So, it's a nice fundraiser for us, and it's fun to see the art sort of switch from house to house in Cornwall, and that happens Labor Day weekend.
I forgot to mention that we have an author talk coming on August 16th at 1 o'clock. I believe it's going to be in the library. Daryl McGrath is coming. She is an author from Albany who just wrote her first novel. She's a nonfiction writer predominantly. But this is her first novel. It's called The Message Catcher. It has to do with a journey from love, loss, and rebuilding a life after a sudden death of a spouse. And it's a backdrop with the Appalachian Trail, which is just right around the corner from us.
Right. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. We have a couple copies at the library if anyone wants to take a peek ahead of the signing and talk. And I know they're available at Oblong as well. And it looks like it's a beautiful story. We're very excited to have her.
It's very nice to have those author talks. I think they really enrich the library.
We're trying to do more. We've had mixed, various different kinds of authors over the years, and we've always, you never know what's going to happen, but they're always so talented. I always wish we could get like a huge crowd for everyone here.
Yeah, we generally have a pretty good crowd for our author talks. So that's a nice thing. That's something that does happen well here in Cornwall.
I think that we might be at the end of our time.
I think we are, and we'll talk next month.
Great, look forward to it.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com.